Better music, it's Q Radio, Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, I've been watching Facebook, I've been watching Twitter over the last few months, and really, really pleased to see a local lad do so well. And that, of course, is Conor Wallace, who's been out with Conor McGregor in LA. He's been out in Vegas. He's been all over the show. It's been a great experience for him. And of course, he is one of our young boxers here that has been part of the Ireland team, working so hard at the early part of the year, nearly made the Olympic team, didn't quite get there. And then this happened for him. But listen, that's enough from me. We're going to talk to Conor now. And Conor, it's a pleasure having you back in the studio here at Q Radio.
Yeah, and it's good to be back, Kevin. Thanks very much.
Conor, take up the story. And I suppose you could take it up where you missed out for the Olympics, basically, which I'm sure was a disappointment.
Yeah, I suppose it was, looking back now. But sure, just looking forward, you look on to bigger and better things. What's for you? I'm a great believer in what's for you. Will not pass you, you know, so just have to get on with it.
Now, you missed out at middleweight to Michael O'Reilly, and then he went on to fight in the world qualifier and get to the Olympics, and then it didn't happen for him. He failed a drugs test. And I'm sure at that stage, when you heard that news, you were shocked.
I suppose I was shocked, yeah, but Michael's a great fighter. You see, hopefully he picks up and gets on with it. But from my point of view, I don't like to look back. I like to look forward on the bigger and better things.
And certainly you did, because you came back here to Newry and you sat down with your coach, Owen Murphy. And at that stage, after all your training with the Irish team and not making it to the Olympics, you were going to take a break, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to take it's been a long season, you know. I was going to take a couple of weeks off, or maybe a month off. The race is a big thing, you know, letting the body recover. Look on to what was next for me. Sit down with my coach and plan out what's next.
Now, you've been with your coach since you've been a small boy, as it were, which is quite a while ago now. But Michael Conlon then lifted the phone to you. And what did Michael ask you to do?
Michael contacted me to say Conor McGregor was looking at tall southpaw to spar, to get ready for his Nate Diaz fight. Obviously, Diaz is a tall, rangy southpaw as well, similar to myself. So I took up the opportunity. It was a great opportunity for me, and took it with both hands, you know.
And initially, the idea was that you would go down and spar with him at the SPG gym in Dublin.
Yeah.
That was as far as it was going to go at that stage.
Yeah, I went down to see him and ended up getting a spar with him. And he liked what he'd seen. So I was fighting in London the weekend after that, and then he contacted me to say that he would like me to come to his camp, and me and my coach, Joe Murphy, to come to his camp in Vegas for 8 weeks.
Who were you fighting in London?
I was boxing the Harren Gear Box Cup, had 3 fights. Actually ended up getting a cut in the last fight, and that's when he contacted me to say he seen I got a cut, along with a beat till I'm back in action. He looked forward to getting some sparring with me again, and then never heard from him for a few days. And then I got the message to say that I was invited to Vegas with him. So took the opportunity, myself and Owen Murphy went over and had a great time, you know.
So you went over and into this, and what sort of a gym, what sort of a setup has Conor McGregor over there?
Yeah, well, he's his own custom built gym, just personally for himself, set up, brand spanking new. Everything was brand new for this, specifically for this camp, you know. So it's a great setup, different world over in Vegas.
And of course, a different sport as well. We're looking now at mixed martial arts. We're not looking at boxing. We're looking at mixed martial arts. So there's a bit of everything in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements to mixed martial arts. You know, you've got the grappling, jiu-jitsu, you call it, I think, the boxing and kicks, everything, you know. But I was just concentrating on the boxing. And I think from the fight, it was purely stand-up. And McGregor's boxing skills worked for him, you know.
And you were the same style in terms of boxing as this guy Diaz, and that suited him, and around the same size, perhaps?
Yeah, he's a lot taller than McGregor, you know. And it was, I think McGregor was struggling to handle the tallness and the range getting in, you know. But worked hard throughout the 8 weeks, and eventually everything came and went to plan, and he got the win back. You know, that was his main aim, to get the win after getting beat.
Now, you were in his corner that night, and the whole world looking on, going into the ring. I loved his swagger, and his swagger around the ring itself. I could see you in the background. I'm sure that must have been very exciting.
Yeah, I didn't actually know I was in his corner until a couple of days before, and then I got told that obviously it was a big thing for me. The crowd that was going to be there and was watching it was the best atmosphere I've ever witnessed in my life. I was a lot more nervous doing that than I was even like any of my fights myself, yeah.
And the media thing beforehand, a few days before, there was cups fired. I believe you got hit with one as well.
I got hit with a couple. I hit with a bottle first, and then I was hit with a cup of coffee. It was madness, but it was great. It was all built into the atmosphere. It all helped the atmosphere.
See, some people would say that wasn't real. That was put on.
Yeah, no, it was definitely 100% real. It was bad. There was bad blood between the two camps, but it all added it. You know, it was some crack.
Yeah, and your brother, of course, alongside you.
Yeah, my brother and my mother come out to see me. It was good to have them after not seeing them for so long. And he really enjoyed it too. I got him into the press conference, so
yeah,
it was good crack.
And lots of local fans there as well. There's a big representation from this area.
Yeah, a lot of people come over. He's a huge following throughout Ireland, everywhere you go. If you don't know Conor McGregor, I don't think you've lived, you know.
Certainly, he's got a lot of charisma and seems to be a nice enough guy out of the ring.
Yeah, always a gentleman, you know. Obviously, you have to, the fame comes with it, and then you have to do the showman as well. But outside of that, he's a gentleman.